Bert, I called to the Inspector General of the Records. I don't want you ever to say that the Black Company don't cater to its guests. So here's your very own human play toy. Maybe a little longer in the tooth than you prefer, but it's only until the Protector gets around to rescuing you. Kendo planted a boot in Trapada's behind and shoved. Into the cage, the Purohita went. He and Gokule backed off into opposite corners and glared at one another. Human nature being what it is, each man probably thought the other was responsible for his dismay. I told Kendo, "Relax now. Get something to eat. Take a nap. But stay away from the girl."
"Hey, I got it the first time, Sleepy. And more so now she started sleepwalking, so ease up."
"Give me a reason. Well, don't we just scrag her? Because we need Sing to help open the way through the Shadow Gate, and he won't unless he feels confident that we'll be good to the Daughter of Night."
"I don't know any of the captured that well. Don't feel like you've got to save them on my account."
"I feel like we have to save them on the company's account, Kendo. Just the same as we'd be doing if it was you out there."
"Sure, right."
Kendo Cutter was one of those people who tended to look on the dark side no matter what. "Get some rest." I went to talk with Narayan while I waited for Mergen to generate some report on what was happening inside the palace. I did not want to run away, but knew it was very close to time for the company to go. We had to see what Soulcatcher's reaction to the kidnapping would be, and we had to get Goblin out of the palace. If Soulcatcher did not come after us like a screaming monsoon storm, I was going to get really worried about what she was up to.
"I've had a real good day, thank you, Mr. Sing. A whole lot of planning and a little inspired improvisation fell into place all at once. Just one thing more could make the day perfect."
I sniffed the air. It smelled like One Eye and friends were cooking up a new batch. Probably so they could take a little something along when we had to run. I kicked a bundle of hides of some kind over beside the bars of Sing's cage, settled myself. I caught him up on the latest gossip, including,
"None of your people seem to be worried about you two. Maybe you were just a little too secretive. Be kind of pathetic if the whole cult faded away because everyone just sat around waiting to find out what was going on."
"I've been told that I'm free to deal with you."
There was no cringe to the man tonight. He had gotten a little backbone somewhere.
"I'm prepared to discuss the object you seek if I receive absolute assurances that the Black Company will never do the Daughter of Night any harm."
"Never is an awful long time. You're out of luck."
I got up.
"Goblin's been wanting to work on her just forever. I'm going to let him pull a few fingers off now to show you we have no conscience or remorse where certain old enemies are concerned."
"I offered you what you asked."
"You offered me a delayed death warrant. If I agree to that kind of nonsense, 10 years from now the black-hearted witch will start poisoning us and we'll be stuck with the disastrous choice of keeping our word and accepting destruction, or breaking our word and seeing our reputation